Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2488. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Day Game Hunter, and welcome. You know, I normally release a longer interview on Fridays, but decided not to do it this week. I thought it would take it a little bit easier. And today's show is one where I'm going to reference an article that was written by someone that I thought was really good, because no one really talks about quality references and what goes into them. And I spotted an article from a woman named Nancy Shield, and I just thought she'd benefit from it. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show or watch the show. It will help with discovery. And with that, we'll be back in just one moment. You know you're going to need references, right? And I saw two articles on a website, idealinterview.co, written by Nancy Shield, that really speak to a lot of good things to look for when accumulating references. From the article, she writes, "The best references are carefully selected colleagues who can speak to certain strengths or aspects of your character. Unencumbered by the responsibility to a shared employer, your relationship with a manager, for instance, can prove a fruitful reference for demonstrating your dependability. A trusted former colleague may have something insightful to say about your character and about how you navigate a team environment." All great points, right? Whenever leaving an organization or where your time there seems to be approaching its end, reach out to mentors, peers, or managers to ask if you can use them as future references, she writes. Make this request while you both still have daily contact, while your accomplishments are fresh in their mind. Finishing a class, don't leave on your last day without asking your professor if you might use their name for a future application. Collect references constantly. Also, if they're leaving the organization, make sure you have a way of reaching out to them in order to ensure you don't lose that potential reference. Make sure you have an email address and phone number. Put it into your phone. Offer to be a reference for them in the future as well. You're always collecting references, whether you know it or not. The idea just becomes formally you're going to do something to make the ask. So when it comes time to that, remember you're asking for a favor. Make the process as convenient as possible. Ask them generally what is the best time for an employer to reach out to them, and also what's the best medium. There's more in there, but I'll just simply say, as she points out, accumulating references is critical for your career because firms are going to check them. And you need to be prepared and not scrambling last minute to put them together. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Alpin. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that will help you. In addition, you can schedule time for a free discovery call with me, schedule time for coaching, find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's a lot at the website to help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.